over the course of the next 3 months, I received my full and tangible healing from type 2 diabetes and has been verified by doctors, by tests, by lab results, and I have all of that and I live completely free now.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour. Hi, family. Thank you for tuning in from all around the nations of the world to this week's what's going to be a really special episode of Live Your Best Life with, of course, me, Liz Wright, and my special guest joining me today. He is somebody that teaches and equips the body of Christ in effective life-transforming deliverance and strategic warfare. And he's also an author, and his new book is It's a Gift to the Body of Christ. I love it. I've been reading it. I've been soaking in the content. And it's really, once applied, the revelation truth contained within this book is really life-changing. And it's very needed to cut through the mix and muddle and to bring us straight back into biblical truth that's life-transforming. It's called The Science of Supernatural Thinking. And so you're going to hear more about it from my special guest joining me, Jarab Knott. Jarab, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. And like I said, I love the content of this book. I love it. And it's, you can actually, when I was reading it, you can actually feel like the presence of Jesus is this warm, healing oil and this invitation coming from his heart. It's like he's going through the content. He's going to come one step deeper in. Here's a way. Here's the biblical way. Here's the ancient path that the early church knew that's kind of got lost largely in time, that your book is bringing back center stage in a really safe way. So I wanted to just dive off. There's something that you wrote in the book, and I thought I'll read this quote and then just ask you a question. We'll dive off from here. But you say, biblical meditation combined with supernatural thought life is the key that unlocks the manifestation of glory and the presence of God within the personal life of each believer. And I just sat there and thought, wow, like, wow. So I want to start off by asking you, will you unpack for us what is true biblical meditation combined with a supernatural thought life? Because those two components are the key, right? They're the key to unlocking this deeper life of experiencing the presence and the glory of God. So can we start there? Simple, easy question, right?
Oh, it's wonderful. And this is really, you know, I felt like even as I began to write this book, that it was saturated in the presence of God every moment. And that quote right there really encapsulates, even for me, the depth of our inheritance of coming into the secret place of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so when we come into a place where we're combining our quiet, abiding place with our thoughts, what we're doing is we're actually aligning ourselves with kingdom glory, with heaven's presence, and we're allowing God to speak directly into our hearts. And really what that does is that turns off the world, the secular part of our world, our busyness of life, the nature of the distractions of day-to-day life, and allows the Holy Spirit to simply come in and do exactly what he says in Psalm 46:10. It's an invitation to us to be still and to know that he is God. And from that place of knowing, it's glory manifest within our bodies. And suddenly, everything simply falls away and becomes second place to his glory and his presence. And once we come into his glory and his presence, nothing else matters. And it's just like, even when you started this podcast, we welcomed the presence of the Holy Spirit, and it was so tangible and it was so glorious that that's the place you want to get to. And once you get there, you just don't want to leave, because our inheritance is in that place of biblical meditation. And so Bible tells us, even in Romans, to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we don't really have a good grasp of what that means sometimes, but our renewing of our mind happens. It occurs in that quiet, in that private place of the presence of the Holy Spirit, where he's able to come and tangibly adjust our thought life in his presence and in his glory. And from that place, we walk away refreshed. We walk away enabled and empowered for the next parts of our journey. And so it is a beautiful combining of meditation in the secret quiet place, and then learning to allow him to think his thoughts as we come to a quiet place in his presence. It's not about pushing away our thoughts. It's about coming into a place where our thoughts are in alignment with his thoughts. And that's where pure, true, absolute glory healing occurs.
Oh, it's just brilliant. You're speaking my language. I mean, these are the moments that we live for, aren't they? It's just, I think a lot of us are doing biblical meditation as we're focusing on our union on Holy Spirit within us, you know, where, as we receive that, the reality that of the glorious gospel that Christ is within us now by his Spirit, you know, and when we tune into that reality and we connect into that moment where we become aware of his presence again, like you said there, we're sensorily now in tune with the reality that we house God within our spirit, you know. Yes. And it's that sweet moment, isn't it, that everything changes. And I love what you say. It's like, it's not about us losing all our thoughts, you know, letting go of our thoughts and becoming empty and void of nothing, but it's actually reconnecting into the reality of Christ within us. And in that moment of relationship, that moment of connection, everything that he's thinking is absorbed, feeling is absorbed by us. It's the communion, isn't it? It's the privilege of the of new creation living. It's just glorious. And I love how you articulate in the book, you break it down biblically and you give us some of the science and some of the benefits. And I love that. I love it. So, okay. So I want to ask you in a little while how to go there. So we'll go there in a few minutes. But I wanted to ask you as well, just to share with us, so some of the benefits, including what happened to you, where you are actually physically healed of a serious condition.
Yes.
Through biblical meditation, through reconnection. So will you talk to us a little bit about the benefits and then what happened to you in your own journey of discovery and healing?
Yes, it's my joy and my pleasure. And this book was really, it began as a part of my own healing journey. But to put this in the proper perspective, benefits of meditation can't really be understated, that it's such a simple task to sit down, to be quiet in the presence of the Holy Spirit. And we often take that simplicity and we say, how is it possible that I could become healed? How is it possible my body and my mind can become healed and in alignment with heaven simply because I'm quiet and I'm still? Well, that's the principle that God established in the universe, in the world, for us as an inheritance, that when we do, he is able to work in that. So the benefits that come from that place are innumerable. And so we're looking at, let's just break it down very simply and very basically from a scientific perspective. When we come into a place of meditation, our minds and our bodies actually begin to focus on areas that need to be healed. So cardiovascular problems, blood diseases, we're talking bone problems, osteoarthritis problems, we're talking about mental illness problems, and just about any form of oxidative generative diseases actually can be healed from a place of true righteous biblical meditation. And it's not just me saying that. Now, we know the Bible has established there's a principle, but what I love about the Bible is the Bible says that it's true and provides the principle. And then the world confirms that through scientific research and through studies. And through numerous studies, we have seen conclusive evidence now that when we do partner in a place of meditation, that our bodies become healed, our minds, our mental illness begins to dry up and go away. One of the greatest benefits right now is that from an anxiety, stress, and overwhelm perspective, we actually receive complete freedom from stress, anxiety, overwhelm, and depression. A third, I mean, more than that, it's like, you know, it's about a third of our population is right now burdened from a place of anxiety, a place of depression. And from that place, we actually can receive amazing healing simply by coming in and partnering with the glory presence of God. So that's some of the tangible, very tangible benefits. But let's talk about real quick for me. I was diagnosed in 2023, January of 23, with type 2 diabetes. And it's something that shocked me. It came out of absolutely nowhere. And as I even wrote about this in the book, I'm writing about it from a place of victory because I partnered with the presence of the Holy Spirit. So I've studied meditation for, I think about 7 years now. And as I began to practice and study biblical meditation, I knew that I needed to begin to experience the principles that were laid out by God in Scripture. So I brought myself back to that place and I surrendered fully to His tangible presence in the glory. And I said, God, if this is true, if your word is true, and you say, be still and know that I am God, then I can receive healing from that place. And so I began to meditate every day in the presence and the glory of the Holy Spirit, and His tangible presence would just absolutely come crashing down in a way that I could feel it. And I think this is a good time to state that it's okay to feel the presence of God, that the goosebumps are good. The manifestation of the Holy Spirit is
absolutely
good. And yes. I don't want to ever suppress that. And however the Holy Spirit wants to manifest in my life, I'm going to allow Him that place. And so I did. And we moved into that place of glory. And very quickly, over the course of the next 3 months, I received my full and tangible healing from type 2 diabetes and has been verified by doctors, by tests, by lab results. And I have all of that. And I live completely free now of all of those problems and all of those diseases. And I owe it to the glory presence of God completely and entirely. And now I'm walking out what I've taught, what the Holy Spirit has revealed to me in this book, in this revelation. It's not just a book. It is a healing guide to manifest your glory in, or God's glory in your life, so that you can be healed. And that's just what this is about. I don't want this to be a collection of words, but this is truly bathed and saturated in the glory presence of God and coming from a place of healing. And I know that, and I'm not the only one. We've got stories of people who have seen victory through the tangible place of the glory presence of God. And so that's the biggest and greatest message, that from this, we can walk free as our inheritance, as sons and daughters of the King.
Yes, I agree. You can feel it. Like, you can feel His glory in you. He's taking you deeper and deeper and deeper as you're reading it, you know, because it's the truth. And I love the scriptures. There's so many scriptures in there, but one of the scriptures you use is from Psalms, you know, where the scripture says to us, delight yourself in the Lord, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart, you know, and how the whole thing is, it's an invitation into enjoying the reality of God's presence, right? And then the most important benefit for me is we get to commune with the living God every single day. And then the byproduct of His presence is wholeness. Ultimately, it's wholeness, isn't it? The divine touches the natural and our bodies, like you experienced, healed. I know I was years ago, again, you know, through just sitting in the presence of God, I was healed of motor neuron transmission disorder. I was healed of depression, you know, many years ago now. And just so I, you know, my spirit leaps listening to your stories, listening. And the fact that you've put the science in there, I think it's such an exciting time to be alive, isn't it? Because science is proving the reality of the scriptures right now. They're showing us the evidence of what's happening to us, you know, biochemically, biologically, as we are spending time in the presence of the Creator. I mean, there's just, He is the source of abundant life, isn't He? And healing. It's just,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So I love it. Okay. So I wanted to ask you, can we get practical? So, biblical meditation, having a supernatural mindset, they're the two components that you say are the essential ingredients to unlock this, the supernatural life of wholeness in God, and, you know, this incredible walk that we can go deeper into the experience of. So will you talk to us about both practically? How did you position yourself? What did you do to move from where you were with type 2 diabetes into wholeness? What did the biblical meditation process look like?
Yeah. So I'll guide you kind of through that process. So having been this sort of technical biblical teacher for so long, what I began to realize is immediately, well, I need to begin to practice the things that we've been teaching. And so my mindset really was, come at this from a place of truth, come at this from a place of healing, and come at this from a place of glory. And so we start with truth. Well, truth is manifest biblically. And where do then we get the revelation of truth? We get the revelation of truth from confronting scripture. And so immediately what I began doing was coming into a place of first of meditation, but then confronting scripture. What does the Bible actually say about the glory presence of God? And so we see this pattern through scripture. And then even in Timothy, I believe it's, oh gosh, I'm not coming up with it right now. But in Timothy, Paul instructed David to meditate constantly so that the outflow of his heart was pure and was from the kingdom place. And so we began to see that place of confronting scripture shows us that this is absolutely something that we need to participate. But for some reason, we've lost this along the way as a Bible-believing body of believers, where it's an invitation now to come back to that place. He's been waiting for us in that glorious presence for our healing. So I realized that. And a light bulb went off in my mind. And I sat there in the doctor's office with that diagnosis, and I declared no. I said, I'm not having this, because I know too much about the glory presence of God. And I spoke that to my doctor. Well, he didn't have any of that. He wasn't really in that frame of mind, but I'm declaring that to him. And I walked out of that office and I sat in my car, and I immediately, in that very moment, began to pull myself into a place of secret, quiet, abiding time in the glory. And I'm watching and I'm listening as the Holy Spirit began to tell me and to change my mind and to bring my mind into a place of healing, that I don't walk in this disease pattern anymore, even though there's a diagnosis, even though I have the paper in front of me. All of that is natural, but I'm walking in the supernatural because I have received a greater truth from heaven. And that's the first thing. So receive truth. The very second thing I did was then begin to take authority. In my deliverance capacity, I'm a deliverance minister as well. And in that place, I began to immediately take authority over the transfer of genetic inheritance of disease in my body from my family line, from my lineage, and anything else that had come into my body through any other source. And I began to take authority over that. And I began to disallow it entry into my life, and then to close any of the open doors that have been allowed, that have been open to allow that disease and those demonic torments to come into my life. And so I did that in that space of probably 15 minutes. And I received a confirmation from heaven in the form of just God's glory saturating me. And as I sat in his presence, I knew beyond the shadow of a doubt in that parking lot that I'd received my healing. And then it was over the course of the next several months that I continued to meditate in that place. And I manifested that healing that is absolutely, again, like I said, verifiable. But those are the practical steps. We have to walk out the things that God has told us to do. First, find truth, then receive our healing, but take authority over the entry of the demonic diseases that have come upon us, anxiety, depression, all of the oxidative stress disorders that even come with our lives. We can take authority over those and be healed from those. And so from a very practical perspective, that's what I say. And the other thing is, I think it's very important that we become connected to a body of believers. Hebrews 10:25 says, forsake not the coming together of the saints. And so we have to be connected to a body of believers that can stand with us, that can walk through what we're walking through and be connected and unified as a body of Christ. And I had that. And so I pulled my circle together. I pulled my people together and we walked through each other's journey. And we've seen each other become healed through this process. Not just me, but I was able to share this. And I think there's a greater glory when we can share our healing and walk others through that process as we receive that process as well. And then stay in the word, stay in the presence, stay in the glory. And there really is not a whole lot more to it. I know the book is a lot of words, but at the end of the day, it's about the glory presence. And that's very practical.
It is very practical. Oh, I just love it. I love it. So you literally are sitting in a single focus, aren't you? You're sitting internally, like you've said, locked on to the truth. You're just going inside, like entangling into the meaning of the word as you're aware of the presence of Holy Spirit within you and resting in Him. Right. Resting in Him, accepting, digesting, being nourished by the truth. And then valuing Him, enjoying Him, and allowing His presence to just completely envelop you. And then everything within your body and everything in your soul is upregulating. You know, genetics are upregulating according to science now when we do this. You know, literally, we begin to experience the person of Shalom, and the physical body and the soul reflect the change that's happening, that we step back into abundant life. It's just so powerful and so simple, like you say. You know, it's so simple and it's so substantiated now by testimony and by science. It's the wisest thing we can do with our life, and the world's chaotic and stressful, right? I mean, your book couldn't have come online at a better time, really, where there is so much stress and trauma and depression, such high statistics internationally of how many people are struggling with serious anxiety and stress and overwhelm. And this is the key out of it. This is the way out of it, isn't it? Into the reality of God's presence and into the benefits as He touches us, and His love and His presence transforms us. Oh my gosh, it's so brilliant. Okay, we just have a couple of more minutes left. Okay. Can I just ask you to pray for people in closing? Just, yeah, whatever is in your heart for people.
Amen. It'd be my honor to do that. Well, Holy Spirit, we first invite your presence into everyone's home, into everyone's space, wherever you're watching or listening right now. I invite the presence of the tangible Holy Spirit. And Lord, right now, I bless each and every person who's listening right now with Psalm 46:10, that in this moment, you can be still and know that He is God. And I speak right now to the hearts and the minds of everyone who's listening, that those dealing with anxiety, those dealing with stress, those dealing with genetic infirmities, those dealing with any form of physical infirmity on your immune system, infirmity, even on your inflammatory system. Holy Spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus, would you begin to shine a light and hone in like a scalpel on those areas of their life right now in this secret, quiet place as they've turned this over to you, Holy Spirit, and would you go in and begin to heal it, to massage those places and begin to restore them back to your glorious presence. Holy Spirit, right now, I bless each and every one of them. Right now, in this peace, that anxiety is being reduced. Right now, that depression is being washed away. That all forms of overwhelm right now are being eliminated. And they're being prepared for their day. They're being prepared for their next step in their journey. And Holy Spirit, right now, I take authority over every demonic presence of infirmity, over every demonic presence of overwhelm and anxiety, of stress, over blood diseases, over stress and oxidative disorders right now. And I say in the name of Jesus, your assignment is canceled over the lives of every single person listening and watching right now. And I say with the authority of heaven, you have to let my people go in Jesus' name. And so in this place of stillness, I cast out every offending spirit of the enemy right now, and I welcome the glory, tangible, liquid presence of God to fill your bodies, to fill your minds, and to saturate you with the loving presence of the Most High God that brings healing and that brings that place of truth and wisdom into your life right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be so. Amen.
Oof, wow. Amen. Boom, guys, freedom. Oh, I felt that. We agree. My gosh. And also, I just want to add to that, that as you go forward from here, from this moment into your day, into the rest of your week, that you will experience, I can feel it in the Lord's heart, you will experience a different level of awareness of the presence of Holy Spirit within you and Him immersing you, saturating you with His peace, with His love, with His glory. He is your Creator. He is our Father and the Prince of Peace who crushes Satan under our feet. I pray that you will experience the realm of shalom, the realm of rest. Irrespective of what's going on in life, that you will sit back into that experience and live from there at a different level from here. Amen. Oh, Jarab, I could talk to you all day.
Oh,
just
likewise.
Amazing. Thank you for giving us your precious time, and thank you for giving the Body of Christ this book. Such
Amen.
A gift.
Well, thank you. It's to God be the glory. Amen.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, have the most amazing week. We bless your week. And I really look forward to being with you again next week. God bless.
2 years ago, Jesus spoke to me and He said if I would create a space for Him, He would come. And what He has done in the last 2 years is absolutely incredible. He birthed what is now known as the International Mentoring Community. Every week, myself, along with other international guest speakers, come on live and they pour in God's love and revelation. There is an activation anointing on my life. And so every single week, as we come together at the feet of Jesus, I have an environment in which I can impart this anointing onto you. He never ever misses a week with us. He wants to take you into deeper experiences with Him than you thought was even possible. So I want to personally invite you now to come and join us and sit at His feet with us.